And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
And thank you, Patrick, for that beautiful rendition of the podcast theme.
That was nice.
By the way, the podcast this week is brought to you by Walmart, where you're going to find low prices on everything that you need for a fresh start this beautiful new year. Enjoy big savings with rollbacks and clearance on thousands of items throughout the store and, of course, online as well at walmart.com. Start strong, save big. Hold on, wait. Save big. Walmart. Hi, guys.
Hey, Bubba.
Welcome to the 2015, first edition of the 2015 version of the podcast, as we haven't done one since the 12th of December in 2014, because we took the big Christmas break. So, hey, everybody, we missed y'all.
Sure did. We missed y'all so much. And
someone asked me what I got over Christmas, and I said fatter, and it is true. We on Monday will begin our weight loss journey, which we do every months.
About every.
This one is 100 pounds in 100 days. Can we lose 100 pounds collectively in 100 days?
We tried this once before, about 2 years ago, trying to do the, because there's three of us, which means in 100 days, which is basically a little over 3 months.
Right.
You know, there's three of us. You figure in 3 months, we could average about 11 pounds a month, and we could do this.
Here's my memory of the last time. 2 weeks in, we had lost collectively like 30 pounds. D had lost 5 pounds, Bubba had lost 7 pounds, and I had lost like 20 pounds.
So we're thinking, oh, this is going to be easy.
In 2 weeks. So we're like, we're already lost 30 pounds. We got 80 days to go. This is going to be easy.
Celebrate good times.
No,
come
I think,
on.
What did we lose, like 60 pounds between us?
Total.
Yeah, we did not.
And we did the whole, yeah, but you know what? It's 60 pounds that we don't have anymore. Yeah. We did that whole thing.
Yeah, but we failed.
It is the worst. It is the worst to actually have to pull that excuse out. Yeah, well, and look, we're not as fat as we were.
It'd be better for us all to weigh less in 100 days than to weigh more or the same.
Dude, I'm with you.
So,
do you have any more of those satsumas? Patrick brought in probably 3,000 satsumas.
No, they're gone.
Tangerines.
There's like two left.
I know. I have a few at home, but
dibs.
I don't know if they'll be still good on Monday, but they're, yeah.
I've come to the conclusion after all these years of, you know, trying to lose weight and whatnot. It's really hard for me to lose weight, and I know a lot of people say that. I can do it. I lost, 100 pounds a year, a half, 2 years ago, whatever it was. But 100 pounds in 100 days is what launched me into it. Mm-hmm. If you recall, I was not really into
it. Actually, you weren't into it. You got into it like
halfway through.
No.
Oh. No, like
it was
with a month
later.
Left.
It was like with 2 weeks left, you got the spark.
Yeah,
it was too little too late for the 100 days, but then...
Yeah, you ended up losing 100 pounds for your own self.
But you have to really be... I've got to be...
a believer?
Whenever that switch, when it hits me, it is like you can't... It's super glued open. You can't shut it, and I'm on.
You turn your addictions around. You go from being addicted to food and carbs and junk to being addicted to exercise and tracking and all that other stuff.
I've never gotten to that point. The closest I ever got was whenever I was doing the CrossFit thing for about a month and a half, if you guys recall, before my injury. I ended up getting hurt doing CrossFit where I was trying to do 180 pull-ups.
Don't do too much,
that
people.
Thing. And that's what I did. And I really, it's been bugging me. It's been a year since that happened. And I told Stacy last night, I think I'm going to have to go get surgery because it's not getting better. It's getting worse.
Here's the thing with pull-ups. We're fat. You don't go and just hang all that.
Your fat weight on your
joints.
No.
It's bad for you.
Well.
It really is.
I did a lot. I did all of them that
look
day.
What
I
got for you.
Exactly. But I did it. Yeah. No, I'm the dummy who bought into the whole, oh, come on, man. We'll stay
you
here.
You got to be hardcore.
They stayed and cheered me on.
Man, there's so much.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
there's
so much wrong.
So
with...
you can't stop. No. I will tell you this. I loved that about CrossFit. But the day that I got my injury, That's what I hated the most about it, because you couldn't let them down. If they're going to stay for you and root you on, even though you're 25 and 30 minutes after the session has ended, you know, you can't stop, because you're like, look, man, they're not going on with their day until I'm done. We're all in this together kind of mentality. And I loved that, but that's ultimately what ended up blowing out my elbow, I think.
Yeah.
Stupid. I'm mad.
Yeah. You will never catch me doing something overextended, like cross. I can't do one pull-up, though. So
I've never been able to do
I've never done a pull-up in my
life. Remember when stupid Arnold Schwarzenegger made everyone in America as a child go stand up in front of everyone and do pull-ups? And how many sit-ups can you do? The presidential fitness stupidity. Still. It was awful. And if you're a fat kid and growing up, that was the worst thing in your life. Because I couldn't do those things. You know what I could do? I could do sit-ups. For some weird reason, I was able to do sit-ups. I could do more sit-ups than all the skinny kids. But when it came to pulling my own body weight up, I couldn't do it.
You know what I could? For me, a pull-up was when I could be in the swimming pool and go to the side of it and pull myself out without using the ladder. That was a big deal.
That's a pull-up.
No, that was a pull-up. No, here's the thing. Because I was always the fat kid that couldn't do that. So when I was in high school and I finally got in pretty decent shape, like, I remember how big a deal it was that I could go to the side of the swimming pool and pull myself out of the deep end.
And hop out.
And hop out.
That's cool,
like,
man.
That's like those muscle ups.
That's a great trick.
You see muscle ups, people that do that in the gym, and they'll
still
do it on rings.
Do a pull-up, though, even in the best shape of my life at 18, 19 years old.
Muscle ups are hard, man.
Couldn't do a pull-up.
That's a very, very important muscle routine, I guess, right there for people like in special forces and stuff whenever they're in the water and they got to pull themselves into a boat or pull themselves over a wall.
That's hard to do. You know what it's hard to do? It's to get on the horse.
Breathe.
It's hard to breathe. To get on a horse, it's not easy because we get giant horses when you're fat guy.
That's it.
They give you the biggest. So it's not like getting on a normal horse.
A whole section of my stand-up routine about going
horseback riding.
Well, and how they brought me the giant horse and I had to use a step ladder to get on it. They don't even let you try. The guy goes, hey, man, no. He comes out and he gives it this walkthrough for like 5 minutes to explain to all the city folk who've never ridden a horse before. And I grew up, my brothers rode horses. I just wasn't that kid. So I knew how to do it. I just couldn't get on this giant horse they brought me. So he tells everybody, okay, what you want to do? And he gives the whole thing. Everybody walks through and does it. And then he gets to me and he goes, you just wait right here. We're going to go get you the stepladder. I'm like, oh, man. You can't win that.
I'll be right back. Hold on a second. I'll get you on there. And all of a sudden you wait. And all of a sudden here.
Mom back.
Oh, man. If you got to bring the mom back guy out to get you on your horse.
Women, for the most part, I know it's a generality. Women think it's romantic when you're dating or you're married, whatever, to go on a horseback ride together through the trail. I get it. It's romantic. I'm a romantic. I think it's awesome. I would love to do it. I can't. I can, but first off, there's several things. When you pull up to the place to go, they always have a thing that says there's a weight limit, okay? I'm always over the weight limit.
Yeah, of course.
And then if you do pull up and there's no weight limit, you end up getting the horse that's on loan from Budweiser.
Yeah.
And then you get somehow, get you on that horse, okay? Now I'm on the horse. I'm ready to go. From there, it's easy. You're just trotting.
Yeah.
But then the guilt sets in of what I'm putting this animal
through. I know. Because I'm just going to go ahead and say it. When I went, there was a waiver they made you fill out. And the waiver only had two questions on the top of it. Do you have less than 6 months of riding experience? Yes. Do you weigh more than 250 pounds? Yes. And if you check yes to both questions, they bring you a special horse, okay? And that's the thing is those horses, that big horse, they only bring that horse out when it's the fat people who can't ride horses,
mm-hmm.
You know? So this is a really, really upset horse. You know that horse hates its life. You know when they go to get her out of the stable, she's thinking, oh, I can't wait to see the fat slob with no riding skills they brought out with the stepladder today. This ought to be great.
They ought to name that horse Double Check.
No, her name was Big Mama. Everybody else's horses had names like Rope in the Wind and Ride in the Dream. My horse's name was Big Mama. Yeah.
Bring me out a donkey.
For the record, it's, you know, it's why it's funny. It's why I still tell that story on stage. It's still funny.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that I don't, there's a lot of things you, when you're fat, you don't, if you're not fat, things that you don't, you just take for granted.
Oh.
You don't
like
you don't,
stairs.
Stairs,
stadiums. Dude, I always,
stadiums are the worst.
Yeah,
like if you have, if your seats are way high up, mm-hmm. and you've got to go up those stairs, and you have to do it, it's like an audition for stair climbing because you're doing it in front of thousands of people who are watching you.
It's not even the climbing the stairs because you know you're gonna have to. For me, it's you never know what the seats are gonna be like when you get there. When you get, for example, Bridgestone Arena, okay. In Nashville, if you're sitting in the lower bowl or in the club section, the seats are a little wider than they are in the nosebleeds. They just are. I've learned this. And I can't stand to go to a concert there and sit high up because I don't fit in a flipping chair. And I know what it is, because in the club level, the armrests come up. So you can pull the armrest up and then sit next to the, you know, kind of give you a little more room because you're spill over into the other person's seat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but when you're in the nosebleeds, the armrest are they're stuck. They're permanent.
Right.
And then, yeah, they don't fit. No. Okay?
It just turns into a surgery because it just goes straight in through your side.
There's something poking you in the side. Yeah. Other things that are fun to do. You know, my ex-wife never understood this. She weighed 105 pounds, and she had been skinny her whole life.
She really did weigh 105 pounds.
She will never be fat. She's one of those people
You know what? I'm not going to say much, but she's pregnant with her second kid, and...
Oh, stop it.
I wish her all the best in the world. I wish her happiness and love for her whole life, but I hope she gets fat. There, I said it. Okay. I do.
However,
I do, because it would be poetic justice.
She,
anyway.
Though, has the body type that is just always going to stay skinny.
I don't know. We're hitting that age now where, I don't know. Anyway, change. Just going back to it, she never understood why I would be bothered by not wanting to do certain things. And it's not because I'm lazy. It's because I know things have weight. Like, oh, well, we should all go ziplining. I can't go ziplining. Why? You're not afraid of heights? Yeah, no, but I can't go ziplining. You don't know. You haven't even checked it out. I'm like, you just know. You know when you weigh 350 pounds that there's no way that they have ropes strong enough to hold your fat butt in the air.
They have them.
They have them,
The military has them.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what they use to get tanks from one place to another.
It's called insurance. And the insurance company says, look, zip line guy, don't let the fat dude up here and hang him.
Another thing is like fairs, you know, the little carnivals that show up in parking lots.
Gosh.
First off, those always freak me out. And also, I can't fit in those. Here's the worst thing when you're a fat guy is to be go to a park, an amusement park, mm-hmm. and you're going to go get on the roller coaster.
Yeah.
Love roller coasters, right?
I have a feeling I know where this is going.
Roller coaster. You wait in line.
Wait in line.
For what, an hour?
At least. You paid to get in.
Yeah.
You're in front of not only all the people on the ride, but everyone in the line behind you watching. And your girlfriend, wife, significant other, children.
The really
sitting
hot
near
one
you.
Chick.
You go, you finally, woo, it's been worth the wait. Here we go. Gonna get on this roller coaster. You go, you sit down, because I've done it. Gulf Shores, Alabama, man, they have one roller coaster. I waited and got up there and they sat. I barely fit in the seat. I sat in the seat, but I'm like, all right,
I made it.
They go, all right, pull the bar down over you. And I pulled the bar down and I got the bar onto my belly. But the bar has to go to a certain point where it
clicks,
locks.
Yes.
It has to click. And I couldn't get the bar down. Far enough to make the summer.
I had the same problem. I had to turn down to snowboarding this year. I have not snowboarded once this year. I was really getting back into it. But you know what happened last year? And this has been the problem. Last year, I get up to the top of the lift. You know, I ride the lift. I'm there with my boys. It's great. We get up to the very top of the lift. And, you know, you get off the lift and you buckle into your bindings, right? Well, the problem was, I couldn't bend over to reach my shoes. I couldn't.
I didn't know where that was going.
I couldn't clip my belly was in the way, and I couldn't reach my bindings.
Now you have to ride
in.
The ski lift back down.
No, there's none going. So I'm like, hey, dude, can you come clip me in. I had to have, every time I got to the top of the lift, I had to have somebody clip me into my bindings.
I can't even imagine.
I felt like the biggest two-year-old on the planet.
When
I
he started
so
telling that story, I thought, well, that's not as bad as the, I don't know how this is going, but it's not as bad as the embarrassment
it's
of the
same
road.
Thing.
No,
man.
It is. Asking your boys to buckle your shoes
that's
for
like
you.
That's like saying,
bad.
I'm so fat, I can't grab my junk to pee with.
That was pretty much about the same. I felt so emasculated. I'm like, this is the worst day ever. I have not snowboarded since. Done.
You know, there's just, I remember.
I want to go. Anybody want to buy a snowboard? I got great gear.
It's just so many times in my life where this has caused me a huge problem. And it's like, if I could just fix, I know it's not a solution to everything, but you just realize, if I could drop 100 pounds and keep it off, my life would improve dramatically. My health would be better. My stamina would be better. I would look better. I would feel better. I would just...
You would have more experiences. You would do other things that you'd never done before that you wanted to do.
Yeah, and that's that. These are the things that have been so traumatizing that we remember them and we laugh at them now.
Yeah.
Okay? But think of all the little things where you didn't do something because, you know...
Because of physical limitation.
Yeah.
That you can control and you can change. We can change it. And that's why I brought up, after we did 100 pounds for 100 days, there was a real relief it was over.
Yeah, like I went crazy when it was over, and I gained pretty much everything I lost
except
back.
For me, I think both the two of you guys kind of
jumped
now,
off
I
the
wagon.
I
stuck with it for a long time, and then I fell off about a year and a half ago.
And so I was really hesitant this week to bring it up on the air. I mean, I didn't even talk to you guys.
I don't know
about
why
it.
You were hesitant about it because on
well,
Monday,
well, the last
we get back
times
from
we
vacation.
Tried to do something you didn't want to do weight like, loss
yes.
stuff anymore.
Yeah, but on Monday, when we got back from vacation, we walked into the studio and everybody's, you know, talking about, oh, what'd you do this vacation, all that kind of stuff. And I said, well, you know, Patrick was like, I, you know, my weight loss is right around 30 some odd pounds. I said, dude, that's the exact number I gained since October, since Halloween.
Have you really gained 30 pounds?
Yeah, like 30 pounds since Halloween. Like over 30. I am at the absolute fattest I have ever been in my entire life.
I
get on the scale and I get just mad. And that's why whenever you brought it up, we had that conversation on Monday. So what was it, Tuesday or Wednesday, whenever you brought it up? Yeah. You're like, hey, y'all want to do this 100 pounds in 100 days? With no hesitation, I said, yes. And that's whenever you freaked out. You were like, what?
Yeah.
Well, it's the first time that you've ever been
so
excited.
Yeah, because last January, I really wanted to do it. It had been 2 years at that point since we'd done it. I wanted to do it again. But,
I've got to do it for, what I'm most worried about? This is the dumbest thing ever. I am most worried about going do events representing the show, representing the station, representing whatever. Because what happens? What's the one thing that happens at everything we do?
There's free food.
No.
No?
We take tons of pictures with listeners, and everybody wants to Snapchat and Instagram and tweet and Facebook and all. And they put all these pictures out there. Now there's going to be a rash of huge, fat, fart pictures of me on the internet. And I'm mad about that. That has absolutely got me furious.
You should use that.
But you know what? It doesn't work that way. I don't have it on the inside of me. It's not that boiling thing where it's like,
you know what your thing is? This is what, even though it makes you mad, it's not what flips the switch.
That doesn't flip. Exactly. You
know what's going to flip your switch? When you have chest pain.
Yep.
I've
had the health scares, and the health scares didn't do it for me.
That'll do it for him.
What did it for me was the realizing it had been a year since I've been on a date. Now it's been a year and a half.
You should date listeners.
Shut up. But I know the reason. I know why I can't get girls to answer my, messages online and stuff like that. I know why girls don't want to go out with me when I call them. I get it. I the biggest thing is, look at me.
The beard.
I'm the size of two people.
It is the beard.
It's
the
not
beard.
The beard.
Totally the beard.
It was like this before the beard.
No, you're right. It's what it is. It's... You feel better, and when you feel better, you're more confident, and that's attractive.
I will say one thing on a lighter note is that
it's a weight loss joke.
One of my favorite Twitter accounts recently, at Molly Sneed with two E's, just this girl, and she's funny. And she posted this thing that said, "Stop blaming the holidays. You were fat in July." That's true. Yeah. The holidays didn't help much, but, you know, I actually lost weight over the holidays. Hey. I managed to stick with it enough.
Time Hop just said, congratulations, 6 years ago you wrecked your sports car.
Wow.
Cool. Oh, wow, I remember that day.
Stupid deer.
Didn't you hit a deer? Oh, yeah. Wow.
I didn't hit the deer. The deer merged in. Like, it hit me in the door. How do you hit a deer in the door? Well, because it jumps out of the woods into traffic.
I've never hit a deer.
God bless. Yeah.
I have almost hit probably 3 or 4 dozen. That's the only one I've ever hit.
Did I ever tell you the story about how my ex-wife hit a deer like 5 days after our divorce?
Mm-mm.
When I was still...
Was your daughter with her?
I can tell this story now. Yeah, but everything was fine. But here's the deal. I don't think I told this story on the air at the time because it was too fresh, but... The old judge. See, we did mediation and we were battling it out. Like, we had this big thing, you know, and I wanted more time with my daughter and she wanted more money. So I was trying to use that to, you know, to leverage and all this stuff. So you have a mediation and then you have this second mediation. Before you can go to trial, you have to meet with this old judge. And this guy was like 107. He came into the room. They told me it's a retired judge and he does these mediations out part-time, and it's just to try to help keep people out of the court. So I'm like, okay, it's the second mediation step. And they told me he was an old retired judge, and when he walked in, he was wheeling his oxygen tank behind him.
Oh, wow.
It was like, oh, my goodness, he really is an old judge.
Like, was it an emphysema thing or just overweight?
I don't know.
Thing
no, he, was, no he looked like he was 100. He was. That's what it was. What
you I'm telling shall you, he was, not pass.
Yeah, he was old. So we're sitting there, and they keep talking to us individually. And it's just not looking, you know, he goes, well, we can get this done today. And I said, I'm not in a hurry to get this done. I'm not in a hurry to be divorced from her. I'm not, you know, at that moment I thought, I'm not in a rush to do this. I can hold out as long as I have to. What does it benefit me to, she's the one who wants out. Well, I can drag this on. And he looked at me, that old man, and he said, let me tell you something. You don't leave here today divorced. She walks out that courthouse and gets hit by a bus. She's still your wife. You're responsible for whatever she does. She gets in her car and drives and hits another car, and you're liable. That's your wife. It's not your estranged wife. She's your wife. You're responsible for her and everything she does and everything that happens to her until you sign these papers. And I don't know, man, when he said it,
clicked.
It just went, yeah, so let's get this done today. Let's do it. And then like 4 days later, she got in a car wreck. She hit a deer. And I remember thinking, not my problem. Are you okay? Yes. Is the baby okay? Yes. All right. Good luck.
Good luck. Was she asking for help from you?
Yeah, well, it was like, how am I going to pay for this? I have no idea. I don't know.
But there's a real.
You should call your insurance company because. God, they're going to want to know.
In that moment, didn't you just kind of go,
yeah, I mean, literally, first question is Evangeline okay? Yes. Are you okay? Yes. All right.
Okay. See you later.
The number for the insurance company is on the back of the card.
You know that phone that you're calling me on?
Where's the card?
Exactly. I mean, it sounds a little bit mean, but it's true.
Yeah,
it's like,
there's a little freeing feel in that. Yeah. I get you, man.
And look, and all joking aside, I helped her. I picked her up and gave her a ride and all that stuff. But it's still, it wasn't, financially, I'm not on the hook for that. It's not my problem. Because think about it. If you went home today and your wife has been in a wreck and she's fine and the kids are fine, but the car's messed up, isn't that a, it's like, oh, God.
Yeah, because I have to do it.
You have to figure it out.
I'm
going
to go, I'm the one who has to do all of that. She just has to go, hey, I did this.
Yeah.
Fix it for me.
Yeah. And it's a huge amount of money and a big problem.
It's a hassle.
Yeah. No, it's not your problem. Not my problem.
Oh. We'll see what else happened this week. Oh, I went to the doctor, the urologist, to talk about my snip surgery.
Can you just say vasectomy now? I mean,
yeah, we're on the podcast. I think
you could say it anywhere. I mean, we say vasectomy on the air.
Snip, snip. Yeah, I don't know when we started doing that.
Because it's more comfortable to say the snip, snip than the vasectomy.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to do. It's still comfortable.
All right, snip,
so
snip.
So I can't wait to say all this. I told you guys I had to leave at noon for my appointment Thursday. Okay, my appointment wasn't until 2, but I had to be there for 1:30. So noon to one, I mean, it gives me an hour and a half, right? So what do
go
I need
home and
to leave?
Take a shower?
I went home and took a shower.
Put a little cologne on you boys.
I put cologne. I
some
put
powder.
Some powder.
Yeah.
I did. I felt like a woman going to the gynecologist's office. Like,
for the first time
every,
ever.
Like, I just, I did
you
everything.
You wanted it to be pretty.
I and... did. I did everything. I didn't want to, like, I didn't want to, like, you know, do any kind of shaving or anything.
I'd be going in sloppy.
I just want, you know,
up, bro?
I want it to look very, you know, masculine, but not 70-ish, you know. And so I did that and got in there. I wore sweatpants and for, you know, all that. And I go in there to, I'm talking to him, and he says, so I say, well, your brother recommended me to. He goes, oh, yeah, would you go see him? Well, he's my primary. He's also my flight physician. Oh, you're a pilot? Yeah, he goes, yeah, I'm a pilot. I go, oh, really? So we talked about airplanes for 20 minutes.
Right.
And he goes, well, anyway, I got to get out of here. I know you want to get out of here, too. And I'm thinking, you know what?
We're not going to talk about this.
I'm going to get out without him feeling me up.
Right.
Or down. However you say that. And he goes, well, here's what's going to happen. You know, it's a little shot that goes here. It's not actually into the
testicle. When he said
here,
did he actually touch here?
No, he just said higher up. It's not going to actually be in the testicle, and it's going to be fine. You'll feel a little tug, but you won't feel any pain at all. And it takes about 7 minutes. 7 minutes to do that. And he goes, then you're going to go home. You're going to get a bag of peas. You're going to get a your remote control and watch TV for the rest.
Why
of
do they do the bag of peas thing?
Because it adjusts.
It's like little miniature ice cubes.
It's like a beanbag. It's like a cold beanbag.
Yeah, and it just kind of gets down where it needs to, you know, adjust and all. I'm like, oh well, great. Well, that sounds good. And I'm thinking, I'm done. I'm going out. I shouldn't even. I didn't need all the fluff and
right
prep.
There out of nowhere. He just grabbed you
out of nowhere. I'm telling you, he did it like he's looking at his watch for the time. He reached over, grabbed a blue glove, and says, well, just go ahead and stand on up for me. And I was like, oh, okay. And I stood up, and I'm standing there in front of him. He's on one of those little doctor stools, real short, and he's got the glove. He's already kind of doing the, you know.
Yeah. The tightening.
And I, like a moron, go, do I need to drop my pants?
No, he's going to reach in from the top.
He's going to come in from the shoe.
No, I like to pull them down forcefully. So I said, do I need to pull these down? He goes, yep. I went, right. So I pulled my pants down, and I'm in my boxers, and he goes, no, I'm going to need to get in there. I'm like, oh, right, of course. So then I take my boxers down, and a grown man touched me. And it wasn't very long. It was just kind of a meh, 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 meh.
Boom, boom, shh.
A little like you're checking fruit for ripeness. A little squeeze here, a little tug there, squeeze, squeeze. And he says, oh, yeah, these look good. You'll be fine. We won't have any problems. You'll be easy to do.
What do you mean they look good? What is he looking for?
He said, I have good testicles. That's what he said. I have good testicles, whatever that means. So, yeah.
I want to do it. I'm just, you know, like I told you in text, you are the guinea pig. I'm so afraid of I don't think the surgery is the scary part. It's the recovery that absolutely frightens the poop out of me.
It's pretty. You get a Valium before you take 30 minutes before, and then you need to have someone to drive you home, and then you just hang loose,
literally
for 3 days or 4 days, whatever it is. You're gonna be sore, and I've been reading online. A lot of guys say feels like you've been kicked there for like that dull kind of pain.
Yeah,
you know, when you get racked, it's kind of the. For like days. So
like not just 2 days?
No, like 2 days. A day or two. I don't know, man. My neighbor got elephantitis. His got all swolled up. That looked like volleyball.
He said it really happened?
Yeah, I saw it. Well, I didn't see him, but he had sweatpants on. It looked like he had stuffed a toddler in his pants. So yeah, I mean I saw it.
I don't know, man. Maybe I don't want it. Maybe I don't.
Yeah, I have no.
Maybe the risk is worth it.
Well, that's a happy note.
Well, yeah.
Wasn't this a fun podcast? We're fat.
Fat.
And getting he's our about junk to get his cut. Junk clipped.
Well, this will be the fattest, hopefully, the fattest that we're going to be on the podcast for the next 360 days.
Yeah, let's hope that. Sure the rest is. Of this year, we're going to be progressively skinnier.
All right, the podcast this week brought to you by Walmart, where you're going to find low prices on everything you need for a fresh start this new year, even food for your diet. Enjoy big savings with rollbacks and clearance on thousands of items throughout the store and online. Start strong, save big, Walmart. So we're officially done?
Yep.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.